This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Welcome to our coverage of the CU Intersect Conference here in lovely Houston, Texas. And we're opening it up. We're opening up our coverage with Mr. Greg Schaefer from
VCISO.
VCISO
Services.
Okay, yeah, little V and all CISO, all
yes,
caps. Okay,
yes.
Good stuff. So before we get going, Greg, tell us a little bit about VCISO. What do you guys do?
So VCISO Services is a information security executive consulting company. We provide virtual chief information security officer services for small and mid-sized businesses. Mm-hmm. The goal is to provide the experience that larger businesses need in the security realm, the risk management realm, but really can't afford a full-time security officer
because
we kind of priced ourselves out of the business at like an average of like $270,000 a year. It's like small businesses can't afford that. So we fill that gap.
Okay, good deal, good deal. And so what brings you to the CU Intersect Conference here in Houston?
Well, several of our clients are in the financial services space. We work with a few credit unions right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this just seemed like a very good conference to come to from the aspect of the folks that are going to be here, the information that's going to be displayed and talked about. And I've never been to Houston. So
there's the icing on the cake right
Absolutely.
There. Good stuff. Well, any expectations from this? Because, I mean, obviously, it's a... The content here, is especially in the security area, is going to be second to none. So any type of expectations you have in mind?
Well, you know, the main thing that I'm really excited about this conference that is I'm going to be speaking tomorrow on the value of a virtual CISO for credit unions.
Okay.
And my passion is to get out and actually talk to people about small and mid-sized business security needs. And so, yeah, tomorrow at, I think, 1:45 I'll be speaking.
Okay.
And I'm a former bank CISO myself, too.
Ah.
And banks and credit unions, they're, they're pretty close to being the same.
Yeah, a little bit.
Some differences, but...
There's that little nonprofit thing in there. You know,
right, but from a security perspective, there's a lot of similarities.
Right.
So
right.
I think to answer your question more succinctly, I'm expecting that that's going to be an awesome talk and that people are going to leave here saying, that Greg Schaefer, he is just fabulous.
That's right. And I'm sure they will.
Set the bar high.
Exactly. Why not? Shoot for the stars. Well, that's a great segue into the topic here. So how to enhance small and mid-sized business cybersecurity. I mean, that's top of mind just for probably just about any type of business, small or large, or even mid-size.
So I also host a podcast in security called The Virtual CISO Moment.
Okay.
And about a few weeks ago, I always ask the question to folks, it's like, well, what do you think is the biggest risk in small and mid-sized businesses in information security? And most of the time, people come back with the risk du jour, which is ransomware. It's like, okay, yeah, I get that, that's all.
Yeah.
One of my guests a few weeks ago, he had a very interesting answer. He said, bad advice.
Interesting.
And I think that he is spot on. And where we've come in the virtual CISO field over the last few years is that started out rather small with basically folks like myself who have been CISOs in the real-time world, you know, full-time, and wanted to do something on a consulting basis to help small businesses.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
It's become a much broader market where you have a lot of people that are saying they're virtual CISOs,
mm-hmm.
but they don't really have the risk management experience. And so you put those in a position of trying to help small and mid-sized businesses
mm-hmm.
with their security.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big risk there because they could be very well offering bad advice.
Gotcha.
So really, small and mid-sized businesses are still focused on the IT aspect of information security.
Mm-hmm.
I call that the cybersecurity part of it. Cyber and information security aren't exactly the same. You could ask several people in the field and they'll say different answers. My answer for that is that cyber is the technical aspect of broader information security. So if you get an advisor, a virtual CISO in, if you will, that is more technically proficient and focused, but not broader risk management,
mm-hmm.
then you're not really doing justice to help the small business. Because in the end, information security is all about risk management. And for a small and mid-sized business, they don't have much leeway with regards to managing their risk.
Right.
So I think that the more that we can get in front of small and mid-sized businesses. I actually have written a book too, Information Security for Small and Mid-Sized Businesses.
All right.
Great title, right?
We'll put that link in the show notes
for
you to get
awesome.
Right to it. Amazon,
awesome.
All right.
So I think I've answered your question.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the credit union connection here? Because our audience is mainly credit union folks out there, obviously IT and security folks out there. So what's the credit union connection between you and the credit union and then ultimately the small business?
So credit unions are small businesses for
right.
the most part. Most of them are under $1 billion in assets. And most of them, they have traditionally had CIO or director of IT that have handled the information security officer role. Over the past few years, regulators, particularly like the NCUA, have become more focused on keeping those duties separate. Because if you have security under the IT director, there's the chance that you might have some sort of a conflict of interest. You can manage it pretty well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But really, that's the connection between the small business side and the credit union side, is that there's more of a need to have that separation of duties in the credit unions for the information security officer role.
Yep, yep. So what should a credit union be looking for? Because you mentioned before the bad advice type stuff or the folks that aren't qualified. So what should folks look for, or credit unions look for, in somebody of your profession coming in and providing some advice or some help in that area?
I think they have to understand the ASINT, which is based on the cybersecurity assessment tool from the FFIEC, which is in essence the gold standard of frameworks for the credit union.
Mm-hmm.
And the CAT, the cybersecurity assessment tool, what it's based on, is also for financial services. I was part of the development of the spreadsheet tool that comes along with it through the FSISAC a decade or so ago. It's been a while. When looking for a virtual CISO, someone in my field, they want to look for a couple of things. They want to, first of all, make sure that the person is a risk manager, understands risk, but also understands the financial services space, understands that the cybersecurity assessment tool, which the ASINT again is based on, is a maturity assessment. And you can't just go through it like other frameworks such as, oh, I don't know, HIPAA, HITRUST in the healthcare field. It's,
mm-hmm.
it takes a little bit more of an understanding of the financial services business
right,
space.
Right, gotcha. So they need to be well-versed in that area. Obviously, credit unions do their due diligence quite well.
Yes.
But that's some great advice there for sure. So last question here for you, the significance of all of this. Obviously, you know, cybersecurity is top of mind for everybody these days. It almost seems like no matter what industry you're in, but
right.
we're talking financial services here for credit unions. So the significance of all of this, is it just, I mean, obviously we want to be secure. Fraud is off the charts, especially since the pandemic. So, and it hasn't stopped yet. So give us your take on the significance of all of this.
I want to make a difference.
Yeah.
And I could have remained a bank CISO before going independent about 5 years ago. But I thought that I could take my talents
mm-hmm.
and my skill set and apply it to areas where maybe we can make a little bit more of a difference with the small and mid-sized businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a movement towards that.
Mm-hmm.
I think more people are understanding that security is not just a reactive function, but it should be a proactive
function. Got that
function.
Right, yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
And my little role in this whole thing, and it's just a tiny role, is just to be a little cog in that, to help facilitate that as it moves down the road.
Right on, right on. Good stuff. And last question, I lied. Where can folks find you? Website?
Okay. I was going to say, wait.
That was the last question.
How many last questions are
there? Oh, I got about a dozen of them.
So the website is vcisoservices.com.
Okay.
vcisoservices.com.
Okay.
And you can find me on LinkedIn and Twitter and all over the place.
All that stuff. All right. Well, we'll put all that stuff in the show notes. Thank you so much, Greg. This is good stuff.
Great way
to kick off our show.
Awesome.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.